Welcome to Aspire, and welcome to the 4th of July. I'm grateful to be with you on this 4th, 2026. And I'm so grateful that I got this question, and I couldn't have asked it better if I had planned it myself. And in a way, I did, because I've kept this for about 4 months, this question. And I'm grateful that it was asked. It's from Robert down in San Diego. I've known him for many, many years. He asked, what is a responsible response to do in our country today, being that things are the way they are? And then he goes into his political BS. And I don't want to get involved in that, so I don't. So I want to read something from Epictetus, a Greek philosopher. I hope I pronounced that right. Epictetus. Yeah, I think that is. Listen to what he says, Robert, and then you'll understand, because I think Americans are lazy. I think they are undisciplined. I think they're spoiled. I think there's a lot of crazy in their brain, and it's due to their music, their culture, from Gen Xers all the way down to, you know, where we are today. Anyway, listen to this. Freedom isn't the right nor ability to do whatever you please. Freedom comes from understanding the limits of our own power and the natural limits set in place by divine providence. By accepting life's limits and the inevitabilities of working with them rather than fighting them, we become free. If, on the other hand, we succumb to our passing desires for things that aren't in our control, freedom is lost. This is an interesting little paragraph, the inevitabilities of living our life in a world where there is nothing but hatred. We live off hatred. I know you want to believe this. I'm a very loving person, but you're not. Deep in our DNA and in mine, there is that genetic hatred, that self-preservation modality that we get involved in, and we lose whatever it is that is our loving heart that we never really developed. The only reason we're here on this planet is simply because of our mentality and attitude towards hatred. If you really look at it, if you can be honest, which most people can't, anyone you say you love is under scrutiny and is liable to have your hatred eventually, your dislike, your hatred. Nobody wants to admit this. Nobody. I mean, you look at your husband and your wife and think, oh, I remember when we fell in love and all that. And now what do you think, 10, 15, 20 years later? It's a lot different picture. People change, and they change according to their biology. They are not disciplined. We think that freedom is something that is our right. It isn't our right. And if you ask me, which you did, what is the responsible way of looking at it, I have to understand what no one explained to me, that there are principles in this lifetime that if we ignore them or we try to bypass them will cause us nothing but pain and suffering and aggravation. And that's really what it's all about for most of us, is pain, suffering, and aggravation, and we try to avoid it. I have watched people's behavior change over this year, mainly because of the political strife that is going on in Washington. It's pretty bad, and the majority of people in this country voted for it. They actually, you know, voted for this. And Congress is chicken. The Supreme Court is anything but supreme. And the whole effort is in this country to become wealthy. That's all we care about. We think in wealth there will be happiness. We have no inner freedom. Freedom comes from the understanding of the limits of our own power and natural limits set forth by divine providence. What does that mean? What does that mean to the average person? They don't want to hear that. I have limits on me that are there due to my karma, and I have to understand them. If I don't, then they become very, very potent and more potent, so potent that they rule and run my life. But if I understand I am here to, so to speak, remove myself responsibly from my assumptions and presumptions of what true freedom is all about, and I live in the discipline of the providence of my heart and soul, then something different happens. Even if you look at the great masters, from Jesus to Buddha to Lao Tzu, they had to live under the inevitabilities of the limits of their lives based on their own karma. And this is something that people just don't want to see. They think karma's a bad thing. It isn't a bad thing. It doesn't reward. It doesn't punish. It reveals. It shows us the way, the truth, and the light of how we have lived our life. To discipline myself away from the strife of indulgence is the big one. Pride and indulgence. And as long as there is this pride and indulgence in us, there will not be any means for true freedom. Freedom comes not from politics or government. It comes from within ourselves. Am I free of my anger, my hostility? Am I free of my vengeance and my pride? Am I free from the part of my own inner being that I take for granted because I'm so busy trying to apply my life only to my body, the circumstances of my body? In other words, to pleasure myself over and over and over again. Is that the way I'm going to live? And for the most part with people, that's the way they're going to live. The mind is the culprit here because it is obedient to the emotional impulses of my genetics, my DNA, my desires, my ambitions, my pride. And as long as I live in this kind of circumstance, I'm going to find myself in terrible hands. I succumb not to love, but to desire, ambition, pride. So what is the responsible response to our world today, our government, everything? Be a light unto yourself. You have to be responsible to your heart, your soul, not your human heart, your soul, the heart of you. The human heart is nothing more than my ego. So when I'm looking at life from the compassion, from the mercy of the sense of goodness that lives within, and I discipline myself to only do that, no matter what is going on in my ego, my pride, and my vanity, that is when I am doing the, shall we say, the greater works. And those greater works are very important in this world right now because we live in turmoil, selfishness, and that is spreading like wildfire all over the world, as well as in this country. And there's nothing anybody can say or do to make that change. That has to happen within you and me. It has to be obvious that it needs to happen. Oh, good luck, Gregory. Anyway, there you are, my friend. I hope all is well with you. I hope you're happy and healthy, and I hope that this little chat with you maybe helped a little bit. Thank you all for listening. Be back in the air tomorrow. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.